Explosion.
Burst. Ooze. Bang. Whack. Blop, blop. Spray. Slay. Volcanic. Wow, wow.
Ow, pain. Hurt the low as a bow, so blah, wow. Onomatopoeia.
Bow, wow, wow. Pow, kapow, pow.
Jokes, comics, nerdom, affinity, pop art, Warhol.
War. Holes.
Warhol.
If you look at a thing long enough, it loses all its meaning until it regains it, only to be lost again and again.
Meow, meow, boom, chicka, wow, wow.
The sky is beautiful everywhere, but how rarely do we really look up? How often do we see?
Beauty calms and comforts, the sublime agitates and excites. The wow, much like the sublime, isn't provable, it's unpinnable butterfly.
A marvel which seizes us, strikes us like a lightning bolt. It makes us feel mighty surreal.
Like its friend, astonishment, the wow possesses the soul. It stops it in its track, gleefully petrified, glam, terror, awe, exaltation, and boundlessness.
The feeling of peering over a cliff, the abyss, gorgeous and terrifying. We gnaw on stones to open up space for jasmine.
As a gardener will tell you, the monocultures are hostile to pollination and few flowers bloom there. So rage, fucking rage. Against the wasteland of monogamous norms, the false idol of individualism, the illusions of separation, and of wowless basicness.
Raise a nice middle finger to the monotonies of the inherited world, the oppressive mundanity of elitism, of sanitized conservatism, of the far intellectual bullshit salad we get served with buzzword sprinkles on top. Be bored.
Be bored, bitch.
Be bored.
Be bored.
Watch rivers run and paint dry. Stand and stare like sheep into the void. Stare so that your cares may soften. Rest, relax, unwind, sleep deep.
Yawn and weep.
Be wary of the endless shoulds and mindless woulds others impose to silence your technicolor loudness.
Shake! Shake like electric birds of paradise in the face of zombification, fast food nations, thought police stations, and mind-numbing alienation.
Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
And that is where the wow goes to die.
Every time someone stands at a red light while there is no car to be seen, the wow dies.
Protect the wow.
Nourish it, tickle it, hug it, seek it, feel it, absorb it, water it, share it, remember it, relish it, cherish it.
Bow to the wow and take a vow that you'll savor the wow now before your final chow. How to slay the dragons of malice, intolerance, and spite, and ride the magic ones like Puff, Falcon, Mushu, Shenron, and Toothless.
The simulation offers up algorithms of hype, shallowness, fast fashions, and faster fads, single-use ideas and disposable dreams, a tiresome treadmill of fleeting dopamine highs, spinning, disorienting, widening, growing claws and suckers. The wow monster is born out of comparison, competition, and insatiable hunger.
It can be a tiny, invisible leech.
But when you let it suck you dry, it grows into a giant Cthulhu-esque parasite.
It can consume and expel you into the realm of hungry ghosts if you let it. So cultivate the wow, beloved, but remember the not now.
Some no-wow now is needed to maintain that freshness, that aliveness, that unpredictable spirit of the wow. Slackline between discipline, restraint, delayed gratification, and slow tantric pursuits. The ultimate improwowization.
Because then, of course, there's love.
A sort of final boss.
Love. Love knows a thing or two about the wow. Love is a wow dealer, delivering colossal, supersized, meteoric wow.
Yum. Mmm. Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Yes. All close cousins of the wow. the orgasm, the wetness, the moist OG sources.
Pleasure. Treasure pleasure. There is always some pain mixed in with the pleasure, if no other pain than the pain of imminent loss of said pleasure, the ephemeral.
The thing about parties is, they aren't meant to last. So let's break like waves, not porcelain, often nostalgically and always ready to re-break in a slightly different way on that eternal loop.
Let's be like mermaids without fear of depths, but a great fear of shallow living.
Reclaim, rebuild, rebuild, reimagine.
Reimagine. Reclaim the jungle book from dull colonial visions. Conquer the white demon of the deep.
Step off the carousel of pre-invented existence. And if you have the strength or the crew, blow that carousel up. It is rusted to the core anyway. Let's stop lubricating it with our sweat and tears.
Well, sometimes we're just as afraid of the bliss as we are of the horror. Hubris, the frenzy, rave, crave, grave, oh wow, how to wow. How to wow?
Bow to the wow. Bow to the wow. Plow the wow. Now, in the wow.
We'll be right back.